311.
Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday so far, and it's time for us to hear from the Barbados Fire Service. I am Krista J. Paul with you, and we have today our Fire and Life Safety Officers, Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
Good afternoon.
And Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford.
Hi, and a pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, it's the 311 radio show, and as usual, we have lots to discuss. So, you know, we just want you to sit back and relax, continue to enjoy your Sunday afternoon meal or Sunday afternoon relaxation as we learn from the Barbados Fire Service. Now, there is a topic that has been trending, and it's not necessarily one that we want to trend per se, but it's all about COWICH, and we need to hear from the Barbados Fire Service concerning this. So I'm going to turn it over to you now, Officer Ford.
Well, it's a very itchy subject. Let's start with that. I can help. Sorry. Right. So we have been getting a lot of calls for this COWICH problem. And we know whenever it comes to the dry season or when it's coming up to, I don't know, our summer, whatever you want to call it, we have the trees getting all green, grass getting all green. And of course, we have the pesky vines and everything like the COWICH. When they go from green to brown, then that is a problem. Now, one of the things that I would like to advise homeowners is please stop waiting. If you know that you're accustomed to seeing COWICH around you, you know what it looked like, unlike me, who had not the foggiest idea and thought it was probably a tambourine. You know what this thing looks like. You've seen it when it's before it's ready to shed its itchy things. Right. I don't know what to call it. You've seen it just on the running along the fence, up in trees, all of this. And we keep asking you, at the end of the day, these things bug you. These things are going to hurt you. These things are going to cause annoyance to you. Why allow it to get to the point where, as you say, it becomes ripe? Now, when it's green, we know that it is perfectly safe at that point in time and that you can go out there, you can do your debushing, you can do your cutting down and everything. But persons are waiting until the COWICH dries. When it's all brown and then you have the fluffy looking, spiky look. Listen, want to know what COWICH look like?
The itchy thing.
Yes.
Right. What's the name? Wharton is here correcting us on the correct name of it. So they wait until this then comes into play. Call the Barbados Fire Service and request for us to do a burn. Now, again, I'm going to reiterate it. Burning is always a last resort until you have
exhausted
every single means possible. We are not going to look at doing burning of any fire. So again, people are calling the Barbados Fire Service. They want us to come. They want us to do the burn. And they're like, but this thing bothering me. So the thing is, as I said, if you see it from the time it is green and you can work on it there and then to mitigate what is going to happen later on, you deal with it at that point in time. Give somebody a little $40 around the place and ask them to cut it down for you. You can go there yourself, go and get a cutlass from one of the hardware stores, probably $20. You can do that and deal with that situation. Now, when it comes to the point that it is all brown and it's ready to spread its wings in the air, and you call and you ask us to burn, burning does nothing. I can tell you that now. Burning does not solve the problem, because at the end of the day, yes, you're burning. You're going to burn all the foliage around it. You're going to burn all the shrubs and everything around it, but it still remains. One of the better solutions would be if you find that, if it's a case like that, have the ground, have it pushed away and buried. You think? Yeah, burying it. So if you can get a bobcat person or whoever you're asking to do the service for you, if you can get the person to clear the area and bury it, pull the dirt, soil on top of that, that would take care of that issue until the next year.
Until the next year.
Until the next year. The thing is, as we said, you know, it's like seedlings. You do agricultural science as a child from school. You know, once there's a seed and you put seed inside dirt or soil and it has sunlight and it has rain, what is going to happen?
Yes, yes.
The same thing. When you think in terms of re-lighting it, it does not kill off the cowhitch. Mm-hmm. It really does not. And again, this is more of an environmental issue. Persons fail to realize that part. It is more of an environmental issue than it is a fire service issue. Yeah,
right.
Realistically speaking, if you have cowhitch in your area, your first defense or the first person that you should be looking to get in contact with would be one of the environmental officers. They're not just checking to see if you have the tots and the cans around your place to harbor mosquitoes. And again, we advise against that. But those are things that you can also point out to them. You know, we have this ground over here and it has, I've seen the vines. That's what the environmental officers are there for. Engage them. Just like how we like to be engaged. They also like to know that their persons are talking to them and telling them what is going on out there in the community.
Right.
If it is a thing that it becomes too overgrown, then they will pass the information off to the Barbados Fire Service.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, so, that definitely needs to happen because as you rightly said, there needs to be some kind of engagement, and people cannot think that they can deal with things on their own all the time.
Quite agree with you. Then we go there, burn, and then we cause a problem for somebody else out there with respiratory ailments.
Yes. Well, I'm actually looking online as well, and it's actually a Trinidad and Tobago website on controlling cowhitch, and one of the recommendations is spraying the species with a broadleaf herbicide like Roundup. Have you found that to work for you as well?
Again, as I said, once it's green, once it's just like any ordinary shrub, it will work. You can use the Roundup, you can use the Gramoxone. Although I do find, well, what might find in my little garden business, I find that when I use the Gramoxone, it tends to only burn off the top. And then within a couple of weeks, that springs back really quickly. So if you're going to look for a method, if you're going to look for a solution, look for something that is going to be more long-term basis. So what you can do is when you go to the hardware, talk to the persons in there, engage them, tell them what you want it for. It's no big secret. You know what? I have some cowhitch on my property. I need to get rid of it. Can you give me something to spray it down? As you said, that will dry it up. And that takes care of it for a period of time. But again, the thing is, if you can get into the roots, cut the roots, we know if there are no roots to survive, what is it going to feed?
Yes.
Get well, you know, bottom of the matter.
It's good to be able to acknowledge this in your own yard. But then we know that there are a lot of vacant lots that are untended, that for which the owners just have left. And there is cowhitch problems on those properties, and it would blow to other households. You know, how would you advise those other households who are affected?
All right, Chris, so let me ask you this question. As you said, they're open lots. The persons no longer reside, probably they don't reside here anymore, or they're not looking after their... So you're in Christchurch, the person is in St. Lucie. You're looking at it from the property does not belong to you. But if the cowhitch is left unattended, is it going to bother who's in Christchurch or who's in St. Lucie?
Mm-hmm.
You work out the equation and tell me 1 + 1, sometimes it gives you 11, sometimes it gives you 3.
Right. Right.
I apologize to all children who are listening. This is why school is such a challenge.
And we thank Uncle Jeff Brooms for filling in where I am lacking. We need to make it as clear as possible. We sit down and we think about, but this don't belong to me and it don't belong to this body. And at the end of the day, you're the person, if you put your, as my grandmother says, my knickers on the line, when that kowich blows, where is it going to go? Who is it going to affect?
Yes.
Not the person in St. Lucie. Then you have to be voting place with all your vendors pulled down. You can't afford to wash to put your clothes on the line.
Yes.
Because next thing, not if you're digging it. Wait, Jason, you bad? What are you digging so? And that is the reality of it. So my advice is, you know what? There comes a time when you have to stop thinking about this belongs to this person and this belongs to the next person. Realize that how it impacts on you, how it impacts on your family, how it impacts on the community as a whole. And we need to think more in terms of a community spirit. Stop being so individualistic. We need to think about what's better for everyone around us. So you can continue to look at it that this belongs to that person. I'm not going to do anything about it. At the end of the day, some people say, well, you know what? There's more we can do, and blah, blah, and we can do this and we can do the next. Again, who are you hurting? This spiteful, vindictive spirit, it is not becoming at all. You need to be more mellow.
Oh, amen, sister. In fact, what you said earlier would really apply here, because if somebody doesn't want to necessarily deal with it on their own, because it's not their property, then they can call the environmental officials and have them deal with it. You know, go through that channel, go through the official channel, so nobody can point any fingers at you, you know, in that way.
And
so
again, if the authorities, because I'm saying for suggest, sometimes the authorities will like them as soon as we pick up the phone to call, to have a response. And sometimes realistically speaking, it is not always possible. Especially if you've had other persons calling before, you do not know when you pick up that phone. If 200 other persons from other districts would have called and reported certain cases, and people expect a response right away. That's our culture. We think that once we pick up the phone and they speak to you in 5 minutes, that something is supposed to happen. It does not always work that way realistically. So that's what I'm trying to appeal to people, to the persons out there. You know what? Sometimes the authority needs a little help. If you are capable of doing it, then please go ahead and try to reach out. Try to do something for your own safety, for your own health, so that you don't be itching.
Ah, there you go. To itch or not to itch, that is
to itch or not to itch, that is the question.
And to add that too, I think a lot of persons know that if you know every year you'll have the same problem, don't wait until it becomes a nuisance and they itch you, then they decide you're gonna call. If you know, all right, summer coming, COVID's gonna be there, let me call beforehand and let them know so that something will be done before it gets to that point. But don't wait till the last minute and decide I'm gonna call now and expect that I'm gonna have immediate results. It's not gonna work like that.